Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Tzav, Command. Week 25, Third Aliyah. Say to the Israelites, anyone who brings a fellowship offering to the Lord is to bring part of it as his sacrifice to the Lord. With his own hands, he is to bring the offering made to the Lord by fire. Leviticus chapter 7, verses 29 and 30a. Who may present a peace offering? Verse 29 seems to make much sense at first sight. Then, verse 30 brings light on what the Eternal wants to tell us. The idea is this: if someone wants to bring a peace sacrifice or offering, Zevach Shlamim, he can't send it with someone else. He has to come himself before the Eternal's presence with his sacrifice. He has to present it with his own hands before the Eternal. In case of sin, guilt, sacrifices, and burnt offerings, it's allowed to offer them through an emissary. But not so with the peace sacrifice. Why was this established so? According to my understanding, it is because the Eternal's wishes to have a very special personal relationship with the person who presents a peace offering. The purpose of the peace offering itself is to be able to express the friendly relationship that one has with the Eternal, and many times that offering is given as an offering of praise and gratitude. The one who praises and gives thanks to the Eternal can't do it through others. He has to come himself. Others can help you present your needs and petitions in your behalf before the Eternal, but they can't present your praise. You have to do it yourself. Hashem wants to meet with you in praise and gratitude. That's why one can't praise the Eternal playing a disc or just listening to others play and sing. One has to present his offering before the Eternal. He wants you to sing with your own voice and to play instruments with your own hands, not with a CD player, a cassette, a record player, or MP3, what have you. This is just as it is written in Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 14. My dove, in the cleft of the rock, in the hiding places, on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. The Eternal loves you too much to allow others to present before him in your stead. Blessed Hashem for his personal love for us. Shalom.